Section number 17, networking. Number 62, one line of code, the shortest distance between critic and champion. Pretty much everybody you talk to and every study you read says that complex software implementations fall short of promised effectiveness almost all the time. People add that the problem is rarely the software. It's almost always less than enthusiastic or out-and-out recalcitrant down-the-line users. I have the answer. Well, of course I don't, but I do have an answer. One line of code. You're in IT. The software you've got on offer will change the world. It's perfection, in fact, an engineer's dream come true. But the implementation will take place far from home. The answer to pulling off that implementation? Well, in large measure, if you're wise, it's sales. You hit the road and sell, sell, sell. Would-be users, retail, one at a time. You sit down, for example, with Eric H. in marketing. He listens to your pitch, agrees on the importance of the project, but he has a host of concerns. You listen, you take notes, you go home, and in effect, you alter one line of code which deals directly with one of Eric's issues. Bingo. 9 out of 10 of Eric's issues are still not addressed, but you changed something directly because of Eric. In 4.2 out of 5 cases, Eric flips from thorn in your side to fellow champion. Suddenly, the whole damn thing is Eric's project. In Eric's mind, the whole damn thing would have been a bust without his precious save-your-ass input. I exaggerate the details, I admit, but the one line of code moniker per se came from a real IT guy in an Australian small business financial services company, and it came with, "I'll guarantee it'll work, mate," and yes, he did say mate. The point is obvious. Give people a chance to engage at the more or less design stage. Respond directly and visibly to a couple of their problems. Convert foe to friend. Probably is 4.2 out of 5 cases. I wouldn't blame you if you called this approach manipulative. While obviously somewhat true, the fact is that the majority of Erics actually do have an idea, or 7 ideas, or 10 ideas, most of which are pretty good, and a few of which are gems, so that it does make your overall implementation better. The ultimate solution the software put in place might not be quite as pretty or as perfect, and you have gunked it up with prospective user changes. But, loss of a touch of perfectionism notwithstanding, the product does get better in ways that matter to the users, the customers, and user buy-in. After all, the point of the whole bloody exercise goes through the roof. Message 1. Staff departments must sell their services. 2. Sales success requires active user buy-in. 3. Active user buy-in comes from respectfully listening to the user and taking some of her issues on board. Today, examine a stalled project. Alas, we all have them. Make a vigorous effort to quote-unquote go consultative with the users. Go to them, starting today, as more or less, mainly more, a humble supplicant. Apologize for not having listened attentively enough to date. Remember, apologies are worth more than their weight in gold, approximately 100% of the time. Bend over backwards to listen intently, including reading between the lines. This is a somewhat learnable skill that's tough for any number of technically proficient but empathetically challenged staff professionals, and accommodate some of their needs and observe what happens. Summary. Consult and consult and then consult some more. Roger Rosenblatt's Rules for Aging is one of my favorite books, clearly on a very short, quote, all-time best, unquote, list. Among his very small number of tips for guaranteed, his word as I recall, success at damn near anything, quote, consult everyone on everything, unquote. Amen. There were actually 2 tips. The second was thanking everyone you can think of as profusely and often as you can manage. Both tips, as you know by now, are very near and very dear to my heart. Rosenblatt, who more or less wrote the book as a 60th birthday present to himself, claims that his failure to scale the heights of some of the bureaucracies of which he was a part can largely be attributed to his less than 100% zeal on these two dimensions. Rosenblatt, success. Consult everyone, on everything, thank everyone, all the time. Yes, amen.